Thank you, guys. It's a couple of our college students and a couple of our teenagers from the youth group leading us this morning, so thankful for them. Give them a hand. Thank you. Thanks, guys. We're going to spend some time now in 2 Thessalonians. Every week we open the Bible and we spend time studying the Bible because we believe it speaks to us with the authority and relevance of Jesus himself. So we've been studying 2 Thessalonians. We've called the series Stand Strong because in this book it's challenging us to endure, to be steadfast, to persevere, to keep trusting in Jesus despite whatever difficulty, hard things we might be facing in life. So that's been the kind of overarching message, the kind of repeated theme of 2 Thessalonians. And if you want to follow along with us and don't have a Bible, we have some Bibles under the chairs, and we'll be on page 990. Page 990, you can find. We're now in chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. It's page 990 in the Black Bibles. And this week, we're calling the sermon Pray for Growth. As we begin chapter 3, Paul is asking for the Thessalonians to pray for him, and he's also praying for them. And this all revolves around the growth of God's kingdom, the growth of the gospel in the world. The main difficulty in the text is just evil men, people opposing God and opposing others. And Paul says, well, the solution of that is that we would pray that the kingdom would grow. If you remember from the Lord's Prayer, Jesus prays that, or tells us to pray that God's kingdom would grow on earth, and it would be powerful on earth and be present on earth in the same way that it's present in heaven. And so that's kind of a part of our calling as followers of Jesus to establish God's kingdom rule, his reign, obedience to him, following Jesus here on earth. And so Paul's saying, pray for that. Pray for the growth of God's kingdom here on earth. As we think about growth, I was thinking about the different ways that trees and plants grow. It's a common image that we see in the New Testament, the growth of seeds, the growth of trees, the growth of fruit, and a fruit tree. And I was remembering some trees that my wife and I love to see when we go to Colorado. Our anniversary actually was just this week. It was our 25th anniversary. So I'm going to pause for you to clap for that. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And we're both 27, so you can do the math on that. But seriously, it was our 25th anniversary. We've been together 25 years, so thankful for my wife and thankful for the time that God has given us, his grace to us in our marriage. And one of the things we love to do on our anniversary is go to Colorado. So about 6 weeks ago, we got to do like an early anniversary trip. It was a pastor's conference there, so I was able to kind of tack on some personal vacation days at the beginning and the end of that conference. And so we love to go to Colorado. We went there for our honeymoon. Love to go back there as often as we can. For one thing, when it's 110 degrees, it's just nice to be in the mountains, right? So it's cooler. We love to see the just different landscape. There's one particular thing we love to see in Colorado. Every time we go, we love to see these trees called aspen trees. Any of you ever seen aspen trees before? They're really beautiful trees. We don't have much like that here in Central Texas. They have kind of an unusual bark. It's kind of two-tone where it's real light for the main part, and then it has these black undertones, and so that kind of stands out. It pops a little bit different, the way the bark looks, the skin of the tree. And then it also has these really cool leaves, these leaves that just flutter